Anyone over 50 years old will remember something called the Baltimore Catechism. When I was in grade school, kids, this was a little book that told us all the facts of our faith in question and answer. And we had to do something that you guys, we didn't have Google. So we had to memorize. We had nuns that asked us questions and we had to memorize them. And we had to memorize our things about the faith. And so for you church veterans here and everybody else, I want you to listen to this and see if it sounds familiar to you. A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. That comes directly from one of the questions in the Baltimore Catechism. The question is, what is a sacrament? An outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. The Catechism then goes on to state the Church recognizes seven sacraments. And I'd like to present to you today that there are indeed additional sacraments. And one of them is highlighted in the feast we celebrate today, the Feast of the Holy Family. Your family is meant to be a sacrament. Let's see if it meets the Baltimore Catechism criteria. Outward sign instituted by Christ and gives grace. The very fact and the easiest one to do is instituted by Christ. We know that Jesus was born and was raised, and we hear today that he was raised as faithful Jewish. And Jesus was incarnated in a family. That means he came into a family. God came into a family. But this family of Mary and Joseph are very special because they did carry the Christ child. And that duty was both, as we could read, glorious and painful, as Simeon predicts. By the action of Joseph and Mary submitting to God's will in their lives, the family is made holy, and the Church recognizes and honors it today. The Holy Family shared what many of us did this season. They had to travel in the cold. Well, it wasn't too cold. Maybe they had spent a day or a few days in a strange city and perhaps slept on not too fancy accommodations. Like Jesus, during Christmas, you may have entertained what smelled like shepherds. You may have seen angels. And of course, I'm sure you heard from wise men who knew everything. While they shared the joy of the birth of Jesus, their son, Mary and Joseph couldn't but help but wonder and worry what kind of life was he to grow up to have. And though this is no different than the wonder that we secretly felt as we wondered about our children as they were opening their Christmas gifts. What kind of life will they have? We too wonder about our children. What will become of them? What will we all be this time next year, and where will we all be this time next year? The second criteria for a sacrament, it is that an outward sign. A sacrament is an earthly expression of a heavenly reality. The love shared in family is just that. Jesus becoming one of us, entering into a family as God and man, sanctifies your family as well. It is in the family that our faith is growed and nurtured. And what is not lost in our gospel, but with Anna and Simeon, is the role of extended family members who fortify a family's faith. I can't help, as I heard this gospel story, to think of all my past Christmases when we would sit around the table listening to stories from my grandmother or my great uncles or aunts, all those who knew and we loved, the wisdom carriers of a family. This interaction of the young and the old is a heavenly truth, and it's an outward sign of it. We know it as the circle of life. And as we hear the blessings of Anna and Simeon, Can you not picture the elderly people holding up that baby Jesus, just as Rafifi holds up Simba in The Lion King? In that dynamic of the old and the new, we find meaning in all of our lives. The best example I have ever seen of this family dynamic was when I worked at St. Anne's Center when I was in the seminary. There they mix an adult memory facility with a child's daycare, the elderly and the young together beautifully. To see the interaction between that young and the old, I cannot nor need to tell you who do know how precious the exchange between the old and the new is. It is what makes a family sacred. The final requirement, the sacrament is something that gives grace. Well, that's up to you. Does your family offer grace? Pope Francis has focused on the family, and he said humbly what we all know, but we find it so hard to do. We need to live a family life of simplicity, not complexity, where the world doesn't decide how we get along together, but we do. We need to be able to share our joys and sorrows with each other. We need to spend time with each other. One recommendation that Pope Francis had was to pray more together as a family. It's a good start to pray at dinner, and as I said a couple weeks ago, it's a good start to pray for somebody at dinner. But perhaps even before saying that, you should plan to have dinner together. For me, the best family times are meal times. I can't help but recall that it was a meal time that Jesus gives us the Eucharist, making each Mass a family meal. This last Christmas dinner gathered around my table was a Jehovah Witness, who in theory doesn't celebrate Christmas, two Muslims, two people who don't go to any church, one person who doesn't believe in God at all, four grandchildren under 8 years old, my 94-year-old mother, and myself. But we started our meal with a prayer, and especially one of gratitude for the blessings we have been given, the love we share, for the family that we had before us. The family is a microcosm of our church, an entire planet. Heck, my dinner table was a microcosm of the entire planet. At such a table, we are called to hold the dignity of each person, no matter what their experience with God has been. We are called to forgive, to forget, to love. It is in family that we learn both acceptance and tolerance, and yet can fortify our own faith and invite those closest to us to come back. What we learn in family, we bring here in church life. But many people have different experiences of family from that picture-perfect one when we think of the Holy Family. And although the church emphatically states that the best environment for children to grow up with God is to be in the presence of a father and a mother who have a deep love for themselves and each other and for God, many of us, however, do not experience that harmony. For those who, some of us have come from divorced families or live in divorced families, one who a spouse has died, one who has experienced abuse or addiction, the shame of incarceration. The Feast of the Holy Family for these families offers sadness but also hope. Jesus exists in these families as well. He is with everyone who just turns to him. And even if your home includes just you and the baby Jesus, you have a family. I want you to see your family as a sacrament, as an expression of God's presence in your lives, and as an expression to the world. That's something that gives our world grace, something that expresses the graciousness of God's love. If you are in a single parent family or living alone, Whether you are in a family coping with medical, financial, or psychological challenges, what you have when you invite Jesus in, you are a family, and it is a sacrament, and it is holy. I ask you to ponder your family as a sacrament. Are you satisfied with your family right now as an expression of a sacrament? What would you do better? Start today. Today is the end of the year, and for some, it's one of happiness and prosperity. For others, the year ends as one of sadness and loss. But for every death that I have seen here, we have had a baptism. And for every senior that I see out there, I see a little child. This church is a place where you will experience family as a sacrament. I want you to know that no matter what else you have experienced in your life, you have a home here at St. Dominic Parish.